The Holy Gospel according to John, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This is he of whom I spoke. He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me." From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. I'm sure that many of you remember Paul Harvey's radio and television broadcasts when he would announce, "And now here's the rest of the story." Well, for those who missed it, here's the rest of the story. Last night at the manger service, would you believe I forgot baby Jesus. The crucifer, torchbearers, and acolytes were all lined up in the narthex, ready and waiting for the procession to begin, along with our little, adorable little cherubs who were in the children's choir. And suddenly, in a panic, I remembered the tiny baby Jesus, the very one whose birth we had come to celebrate, the one who was placed in the creche at the foot of the altar. Trying to cover my faux pas, I turned to Pastor Ben and said, "Would you go get the baby Jesus?" And I kid you not, he replied, "Where is he?" Where is he indeed? He's everywhere. He's wherever two or three gather in his name. He's in the bread and the wine. He is Emmanuel, which means God is with us. He's always with us, just as he promised he would be. Of course, I knew full well that Pastor Ben was schooled in theology, so instead, when he asked, "Where is he?" I whispered, "The little baby Jesus is still in the sacristy." Now, the irony may not be lost on those of you like Dolores, especially I'm thinking of you for the many years you served on the Altar Guild. You know that that's where the earthly elements of bread and wine are kept and prepared for the Eucharist. During the season of Advent, as we await Christ's coming among us as a tiny baby, Jesus is always safely tucked away until it's time to place him in the manger. In all fairness to Pastor Ben, here is the baby Jesus, very, very tiny. So it's no wonder you would ask, "Where is he?" But Pastor Ben saved the day for me. Even though I think we all know that Jesus is the real Savior. And so it was on that not too cold and drizzly night, as the sun began to set in the west and darkness came upon the Willamette Valley, four generations of worshipers gathered together here in this place to hear the beloved story of our dear Savior's birth on that night long, long ago when the angels announced to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord." And now, as we continue to celebrate the joyous birth of the Christ child, and as we join the whole hosts of heaven and children of all ages all around the world praising and glorifying God, as we lift up our voices in song, as we open our ears and our heart to hear the word of God, as we eat of the bread and drink from the cup, we hear the rest of the story. It's an altogether different message. The birth of Jesus isn't even mentioned here. Yet this message is no less powerful. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. What has come into being was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. Just a few nights ago, those of us living in the Northern Hemisphere observed the longest night of the year. For the past 6 months, in the rhythm of the four seasons, little by little, sunlight has been diminishing each day, just as it does from mid-June to mid-December, year in and year out. Only now, with the winter solstice behind us, little by little, sunlight will once again be growing as each new day brings a few seconds more than the day before it, a few seconds more of sunlight. In the Pacific Northwest, we know that the winter can be dreary and awfully long. One might even say dark. The lack of sunlight adversely affects many among us. In recent years, it's been labeled seasonal affective disorder, SAD for short, because this is a time of year when many people suffer from debilitating effects of depression. And for some, that's attributed to the lack of sunlight. Not only that, but given the tumultuous times we find ourselves living in, many people are saying we are living in dark times. And they'd be right. Others would be quick to point out that ever since the dawn of time, darkness has been lurking in the shadows. And they too would be right. Theologians remind us of humanity's fall from grace when sin entered in, and therefore darkness. And so in some ways it is true, darkness is all around us, and not just from lack of sunshine. Darkness also lurks in our hearts and prevents us from seeing the light that shines in and around us all the time. In her poignant poem, The Hill We Climb, Amanda Gorman boldly reminds us that while times may be dark, there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it. And now today we gather in the light of day to celebrate once again the birth of the Christ child, the incarnate God who has come to dwell among us in the Word made flesh. The one who not only was, but who is the life and light of all people, full of grace and truth. And so it is my hope and my prayer that our eyes and our hearts and our minds might be open so that we can see and experience the true light which illuminates this dark world and our own hearts and minds, but also so that we may more fully live into being children of the light. For that is truly who and what we are. We are children of the light. While there isn't an angel announcing the good news of great joy to the shepherds living in the fields, or bright shining stars, or a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God, or even Joseph and Mary with the newborn baby Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, there is John the Evangelist reminding us of the rest of the story. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. In Him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. From His fullness, we have received grace upon grace. And so as this year of our Lord 2022 comes to a close, and as we look forward to ushering in a brand new year, may we who have received grace upon grace, let our lights shine before others so that they may see our good works and give glory to God in heaven. Our God who is the true light, the light who has come into the world to be light and life for all people, the light no darkness can overcome. I think poet Amanda Gorman got it right when she said there is always light. If only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it. May God's word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path through all of life's seasons, now and forevermore. Amen.